USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russian forces attempted to storm a steel plant in Mariupol. It's part of the Kremlin's plan to try and crush the last bit of resistance in the southern port city, as it claimed the plant is the last part of the city that has not been captured. Officials claim Russia has fired at least 6 cruise missiles at another port city, Odessa, killing 5 people. The Kremlin, meanwhile, is doing what it can to blunt the effects of economic sanctions on Russia. Measures include an interest rate hike as high as 20% and forcing businesses to convert their profits to rubles. That made Russian President Vladimir Putin confident enough this week to proclaim that a, quote, blitzkrieg of sanctions from the West has not worked. Despite the proclamation, Russia is enduring its worst bout of inflation in 20 years, and some companies in the country have been forced to shut down. Wall Street slumping for another week. The Dow dropped nearly 2%. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ahead of a presidential runoff election in France, President Emmanuel Macron has the lead over his rival Marine Le Pen. A victory for him would mean he would be the first French president in 2 decades to win a second term. Opinion polls on him winning range in margin from 6 to 15%. The civil trial in the case of a murdered University of Virginia lacrosse player is set to go on Monday. Yardley Love was killed more than a decade ago by her estranged boyfriend, George Hughley. Hughley is now halfway through his 23-year prison sentence. The civil suit, filed by Love's mother, is seeking more than $30 million in damages. Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene was hostile during her testimony during a hearing on Friday on whether she is eligible to run for re-election. Using a rarely used section of the 14th Amendment, voters in her district said that Greene helped facilitate the January 6th insurrection that disrupted the certification of Joe Biden as the winner of the 2020 election. Georgia's Secretary of State will make the ultimate decision. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The search continues in the Lone Star State for a guardsman who may have drowned in the Rio Grande.
A release from the Texas Military Department saying they had to pause their river search Friday night because of strong river currents. The soldier went missing along the river on a border enforcement mission. Sheriff Tom Schirmer of Maverick County says the soldier had jumped into the river in an attempt to rescue an illegal immigrant woman who was struggling to get across. The woman did make it. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Police in the nation's capital said the suspect in a shooting that left 4 injured was found dead. It's believed that the suspect took his life as officers entered the apartment. The suspect had a sniper-like setup in his apartment when he began shooting at residents from the 5th floor near a school. The 4 people who were injured are expected to survive. Investigators are searching for motive. A Spanish museum says it's confident that American courts will rule again in their favor that a valuable French Impressionist painting taken from a Jewish family by Nazis belongs to the museum and not to the family's descendants. The Thyssen-Bornemisza National Museum in Spain says that's despite a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that sent the case back to a lower court. It's sure that the court will rule that Spanish law should prevail over California's. Prosecutors in Tennessee will no longer pursue a woman who challenged her conviction for illegal voter registration. Charges against Pamela Moses, a Black Lives Matter activist, will be dismissed. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.